This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
So it's Thanksgiving, and I wanted to be here to talk to all of you about Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for this planet. I'm thankful for consciousness. But I'm most thankful for the God creator of everything and the fact that we exist. And the moment that we realize that we're part of that giant, eternal compendium, and the chapters that come that we'll write together, because the only thing an omnipresent God can do that's original is to create new beings that have free will. And that's what's happening. We're God's children, and we're away from home, put down here in deep space in these avatar bodies, decide what we're going to do. And once you are broken with the enemy, once the spell is over, you look at Hollywood, you look at all these corrupt cultures, and you think, that is horrible. Why did I ever even think that was interesting? Even though there's some good movies, it ruins it, you know? You're like, this came out of a mother that's really bad. And even though she's had a billion children, my God, all of it's tainted. So, on Thanksgiving, I think we ought to get down on our knees before God and thank God for our consciousness, our potential for free will, because that can be stolen, and just for the kinship we have, no matter what color you are or where you came from, if you believe in God and you believe in justice and you understand that you're very thankful for all those ancestors that came before you. And, yeah, I've talked about this a lot, but this is really the big secret. Time travel's real. But time travel doesn't happen the way you think it does. Where you get in some machine that spins around, you go way out in the future, you go back in the past. Time travel is the fact that genetically, however long humans go back and wherever we came from, and I've got more than an idea, but that's not a book that's meant to be open at this time. You are genetically and energetically and electricity-wise and bodily, every mother, every father, you had a connection to them. It's like electricity. It's connected each person back, all their dreams, all their hopes, their sins, their good deeds, all of it is transmitted energetically into the future. So whether our ancestors originated on another planet, another dimension a trillion years ago, or whether we've been here like twisted Bible verses that people take out of context, say 6,000 years, it doesn't matter. We are leaping into the future with all of our ancestors and all their hopes and dreams. And as long as we continue on with that pure vision, we are unextinguishable. We live forever. And that's only one level of it. Each individual soul, obviously, then that meets with God goes up to a whole other dimension. But everything is multifaceted in the universe. So at this level, there's the genetic code and the experience we have and the genetic interdimensional spiritual broadcast that is imprinted on the trails we leave. And that itself is a consciousness. Think about how magic God is, how cool that is. Like, every level is its own consciousness. And we move on to the next level, but God doesn't cheat people. He leaves behind the good stuff for everybody to then experience their consciousness and what they went through if you'll just dial into it through free will. There's already been maps made. And they're all waiting for you. Your ancestors 5,000 years ago, all of them are waiting. And they wrote on the cave walls because they loved you and they knew who you were and they wanted you to see them and they wanted to be with you forever. And that's what the Satanists are trying to block. So I give Thanksgiving for God, for Jesus, for my ancestors, and for all of you on Thanksgiving. And I just hope this ship, Earth, goes to the next level.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
My past, my calling, my name is Maxine. I grew up a black woman in a racist, sexist city. But despite the odds being against me, I made it. I have a right to my anger. I call it rebellion.
Disproportionate numbers of black males that are in prisons around this country are in prisons because they don't have the wealth by which to get fancy lawyers who will go in and ensure that they buy justice for them as white folks can do in America.
This is punishment. This is being very harsh on the most vulnerable people in our society, to include liquor stores and this group of stores that you would not like to have the welfare recipients use.
Waters has been charged with ethics violations for asking regulators to help a bank in which her husband had a financial interest. She denies breaking any house rules.
What people have seen on television in recent days is outlandish behavior by the Tea Party operation in Washington, D.C. And I think that speaks volumes about what's causing problems in Washington,
D.C. What exactly outlandish behavior? Specifically, what do you mean by that?
The shouting. The Republicans were out there having a great time. They were laughing. They were waving the American flag. They were egging them on. And I thought that was outrageous behavior.
Guess what this liberal will be all about? This liberal will be all about socializing, basically taking over, and the government running all of your companies.
Agencies have already confirmed that the Russians did hack into the DNC. This is a bunch of scumbags. That's what they are.
Those are very strong
words,
Congressman.
Organized around making money.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
You have an investigation going on where the president is implicated.
Just to be clear, we haven't. There has been no actual evidence yet.
No, it has not been.
Okay.
No, it has not. Can't people see what's going on? Why do you think they hacked into our election? They hacked into the election because they have to make sure that Donald Trump got elected. a strong black woman.
See them? Look at them in the eyes.
Go back to Europe.
Go back to Europe, racist. Look at them in the eye. Right? This one, too. Look at another one. They get cases for them.
You can't be intimidated. You can't be frightened. As far as I'm concerned, the Tea Party can go straight to hell.
Hey, Maxine Waters, why don't you quit worrying about the Tea Party and look at your own district and the hellhole that's been created there while you were the representative from that district, Maxine?
Maxine Waters is not only a traitor to our nation, but she's not right in the head. In fact, the only people who are crazier than Maxine Waters are the people who support her.
This struggle, it ain't no joke.
And my millennials, they stay woke.
Maxine Waters, a Democratic congresswoman calling for President Trump's impeachment, getting a standing ovation before presenting the award for best fight against the system.
You are very vocal in supporting an investigation that could lead to President Trump being impeached.
We've got to stop his ass. I think the millennials have adopted me because they really do believe I speak truth to power.
And I discovered one thing. Just tell the truth.
Yes.
I have not called for impeachment.
The president is a liar. His actions are contemptible. And I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached.
I have not called for the impeachment yet.
I say it over and over again, impeachment, impeachment, impeachment.
And I will fight every day until he is impeached. Impeach 45.
Should we wait to call for impeachment until we have the answers to that question?
I have not called for impeachment.
You said I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached. That's what you tweeted.
You know people don't like to hear the word impeachment, but we know you like saying it.
He lies every day. He's in bed with Putin and the Russians about oil. And everybody around him are allies with the Kremlin and with the oligarchs of Russia. They're going to take us down.
This is extraordinary. This woman is delusional.
Grabbing a woman's pussy.
That's right.
I don't think he ever did.
He said it.
I go back to...
What grown man talks like that?
I go back to President Clinton.
I don't care about Clinton.
Well, of course
I care about this.
Of course.
Listen, I'm going to work every day until I get him impeached.
I really do believe that much of what you saw coming out of Trump's mouth was a play from Putin's playbook. I think that when you saw him absolutely calling Hillary crooked Hillary, lock her up, all of that was developed. I think that was developed strategically with people from the Kremlin, with Putin.
You obviously have been very critical of James Comey in the past. You said that he had no credibility. I assume that you support the president's decision then to fire his FBI director.
No, I do not. Not necessarily. The FBI director has no credibility.
But if you said that FBI Director James Comey had no credibility, wouldn't you support the fact that the president, then candidate Trump, now President Trump made the decision to get rid of him?
No, not necessarily.
If Hillary Clinton had won the White House, would you have recommended that she fire FBI Director James Comey?
Well, let me tell you something. If she had won the White House, I believe that given what he did to her and what he tried to do, she should have fired him. Yes, the FBI director has no credibility. We want a diplomatic solution. We do not want war in North Korea.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Imagine a world where reality has no bounds, a time and place dictated by feelings and emotion. a land where all logic, reasoning, and common sense has been recklessly abandoned in a self-serving effort to please one's own beliefs. Only here can an individual hold two completely divergent ideas and consider it to be rational. Only here can be described as the Twilight Zone.
The President of the United States is racist.
He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig.
And he can suck my f***.
He's a con, a bull, an artist, a mutt.
Kiss my mother f*** ass, you bitch punk sucker.
The President of the United States is a weak man.
He's not only unfit to be president. In my book, his lack of empathy, his lack of leadership, his lack of courage, he's unfit to be human.
He is clearly trying to ignite a civil war in this country.
This is CNN.
Problem, ma'am. Hi, have I seen you before somewhere? Mindless zombies.
God, God.
I could drop every single one of you. Look at this guy. This guy's a joke.
The good old white days are over with. The good old white days are over with. Ain't no more of them days, bro.
You white people. You think you're better than us?
We have to fight back. There will be casualties.
Protesters followed Trump supporters to their cars as they left the convention center. Around the corner and away from police protection on San Carlos Street, a mob mentality took over.
These were pure attacks. Trump supporters, men, women, even the elderly, left this building last night and walked right into danger.
They're throwing things at the guy who has a Trump shirt on. Oh, he just got knocked in the back of the head. He just got punched in the face. And now they're rushing.
Twilight Zone from here.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
We're saying if you're out there and you're
you're trying to represent your First Amendment right to free speech, if somebody comes and attacks you, it's your right to defend yourself.
It got ugly. Violence erupting at the event. Fights broke out. Fists flying between Trump supporters and anti-Trump supporters.
Yeah, I want to warn the folks watching at home. You're about to see some very violent footage.
You want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
Good evening, everybody. It may be time to declare war outright against the deep state and clear out the rot in the upper levels of the FBI and the Justice Department.
The media is rushing to slander and discredit those of us that are exposing this.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
There are new concerns that anti-Trump FBI officials formed even a secret society at the FBI to subvert the president after his election.
So let's stop there. A secret society, that a secret meetings offside of the Justice Department.
Correct. Really? Secret societies? You can't make this stuff up.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you.
It's one giant incestuous circle of corruption.
Look, the CIA is a rogue agency.
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
We have to start getting ready for insurrection and civil war because they're really pushing it. What are we going to do if they kill the president and then order their local governments and their local federal branches to come arrest thousands of resistance leaders? If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
This is the national emergency. Important instructions will follow.
Immediately and stay indoors.
This is an emergency broadcast from FEMA.
In compliance with the United Nations, the Department of Homeland Security has declared martial law.
City officials have called for military help. Planes and troops are expected to arrive within the next 2 hours.
You've just witnessed a warning. A warning from the future. A warning that part of the Republic will become so brainwashed and mentally ill that they volunteer their own energy for the destruction of their own country, livelihood, and prosperity, while being tricked into believing they were righteously saving the world. A lesson in liberal logic from the Twilight Zone.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
President Trump is speaking live in the last 6-7 minutes, detailing what happened in the election last night. It's still ongoing in three states on the West Coast in Arizona. So we'll be looking at all of that after Ted Nugent leaves us in about 20 minutes from now. I want to get his take on it because he's out there in the grassroots in Texas and Michigan and many other areas. And as he said 2 years ago, it's going to be the Rust Belt, Pennsylvania and Michigan and places like that that are going to decide the 2020 election. And boy, has he been proven right there. We'll be going over all the numbers today and so much more. But not getting voter motor passed in the House. The rhinos really, really blew it, as Michael Savage has said. And the other big one was the total censorship of conservatives, nationalists, patriots, the complete deplatforming, not even letting people promote things on Facebook, you name it. That is an in-kind donation to the Democrats, and it's a major Federal Elections Commission violation. So the Republicans always sit back and let the Democrats engage in corruption. And that becomes aiding and abetting. Like Beto O'Rourke got caught, the highest levels of his campaign, siphoning off money to give to the caravan. Caravans that were already arriving, not just the big one. And so we have to fight the violation of free speech. We have to fight the Chinese meddling in the election, which was public. We have to have the Republicans go on the offense against the Democrats, just like the Democrats just did. But we have real meat and potatoes here. That's my view on all this. 20-something seats in the House, 3 new Senate seats. So it's a trade-off, but they're going to use those committees now, the one that Maxine Waters heads up that deals with the financing of the country, to try to sabotage. The Dems have 34 in the House and 3 in the Senate. And it's a pretty big win for them there. Some GOP are trying to spin it that, oh, well, Obama lost 60-plus in the House and a whole bunch of senators. Well, yes, that's great. That's a bigger defeat. This could have been a lot worse, but The fact that Trump has had his legs cut out from under him with all the internet censorship is a big deal. Joining us is Ted Nugent to give us his aftermath take. He privately told me that he was, you know, putting a good face on it, but he had a bad feeling. So did I. But again, I think the illegals and folks voting in dead people's names, which is confirmed everywhere in many places, pushed him over the top, plus a record spending. Ted, thanks for coming on with us, Mr. Nugent.
Well, thanks, Al. It's my pleasure. I'm kind of sharing a dynamic roller coaster ride of emotions here with you today, but it's a happy November 7th to everyone anyway, and I suppose we need to keep our chin up and keep our spirit positive. Today is my son Theodore Tobias Nugent's 42nd birthday, and we shared a wonderful morning in the sacred Michigan swamps together with some great, great American entrepreneurs, working hard, playing hard families during the very important deer season up here. So that's keeping my spirit buoyant and alive. But when I consider the politics of the once greatest, most productive work ethic, pride in excellence state of Michigan turn into a toxic, embarrassing, vulgar, cultural suicide liberal hellhole like California in 2018, and Alex, I could literally cry tears of blood to witness the once great state of Michigan literally look on the chalkboard of suicidal guarantees of California and then vote for them all. I hesitate, but am forced to admit that if Michigan can go from the number one most productive, proud state in the nation to an embarrassing suburb of Chicago, suburb of California.
I'm going to steal your thunder. So can Texas.
Well, thank God I'm a Texas resident. I'll be going home to Texas soon because we proved that the smokescreen and the deceit and the fake news, hate, and lies of the left that Robert O'Rourke scammed Texans with was defeated, and that a great, great constitutionalist like Ted Cruz defeated this California wannabe. That is another high for me. But I'm in the swamps of Michigan right now, Alex, and I suppose metaphorically speaking, a lot of my fellow Americans are in the swamps of Michigan right now, because when you adhere to the agenda of the left where you don't even have to be an American to vote in America, where you don't believe that America should have secure borders, where you know that gun-free zones are where the most innocent lives are slaughtered, and these freaks want more of them. This is Planet of the Cuckoo's Nest, Clockwork Orange, Twilight Zone insanity, and I don't recognize these people. I don't recognize them as thinking, conscientious, moral beings.
Well, Ted, that's my next question.
They've given up.
That's my next question, because you look at Michigan, which I've had family that lived up there in the 50s, 60s, you name it. I know all about it, you know, vacation up there, the Great Lakes, all of it's beautiful. It was as American, red-blooded, kick-ass, John Wayne, Chuck Yeager, as Texas was, and then it got taken over, just like Vermont was, and now it is the bluest of the blue cesspool. So when I look at Michigan and how sad it is, and how it's been destroyed in many areas, still has its great beauty and a lot of great people in the country, I'm saying Texas only put amazing Ted Cruz, perfect for Texas, total constitutionalist patriot, only beating by 3 points. That, to me, is frightening, and that's why the New York Times brags that they think in the next decade, if we don't do something, we're going to go the way of California and then the way of Michigan. And so how do we reverse this nightmare? How do we get on the offense?
You know, Alex, I always have answers. If you notice that whenever you and I have a dialogue and an interview, I've always got answers, don't I?
Yes.
I mean, I'm an eternal maniacal optimist. I believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. I believe in the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule. I believe in loving your neighbor and helping your family and neighbor and being in the asset column and making sacrifices and taking risks so that you are a productive member of your community so that you can help others when they need it. And I know these people. I know they're everywhere. But guess what? We're outnumbered. The people who believe that we should turn Michigan into a San Francisco feces and needle zone outnumber conscientious, positive constitutional free Michiganiacs. I'm helpless to describe why or how. I worked so hard for the great John James and the Bill Schuette and the Tom Leonard and the Lena Epstein. I worked so hard for these Republicans whose battle cry was the Constitution and rugged individualism and productivity and work ethic and living within your means and saving for a rainy day. And Alex, it was rejected. I am heartbroken. Alex, I'm going to admit, my name is Ted Nugent. I don't know what else to do.
Well, I'm in that position as well, but I tell you what, we need more people to do what you're doing, what I've done, what Trump is doing is get really aggressive and not let these people push us around and understand that they're like cancer and have to be dealt with. And do outreach, try to take leftists out and deprogram them, try to take them shooting, try to take them camping. I think if you really look at the average leftist, they're super domesticated, they're scared, they don't know what's going on, and then they're controlled by a criminal elite themselves who usually don't even pay taxes, but lecture those of us that do that we're not paying enough. I really think we have to go to political war against them, because we just live our lives and then come out every 2 years and vote. We're going to have to go on the offense.
Well, Alex, as I just expressed an uninhibited, honest, and genuine, sincere statement of hopelessness, let me take the next step, and I know you're ready for this. As I told my once great friend, Anthony Bourdain on his show when he asked me what was going to happen if Obama got elected again in 2012, I firmed up my grip and I said, I'm going to work harder. I'm going to try harder. I'm going to fight harder. I'm going to raise more hell. I'm going to make sure that I put more constitutional pressure on every one of my elected officials. So as I say I don't know what to do, I'm going to continue the same thing I've always done, be an American, being a patriot, being a productive American, family, conscientious,
You're absolutely right.
But I'm going to turn up the heat.
And Ted, you do know what to do. You've been leading this thing since the 1960s. That's why it's so great to have you on. One more segment as we look at the aftermath of the still ongoing election. When we come back, his new record comes out in 2 days.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mark in a 100-meter dash, and you got that kind of a lead, yes, because you were born white.
Here's what it looked like along Waverly Lane in North Fort Worth early Thursday morning. Cell phone video and pictures taken of the area show the signs reading, "It's okay to be white," posted onto lampposts and other pieces of public property. District 4 Councilman Kerry Moon isn't taking it lightly.
I condemn any type of literature sign that is posted that may be offensive to some folks.
Well, the councilman said this kind of activity is considered a Class C misdemeanor, and those responsible could face a citation. He also said instead of ripping the signs down, neighbors should call police immediately and leave those signs up since they are considered to be evidence, and then just let the police investigate the situation.
It's concerning, at the least.
They're right. Wondering why.
I'm really Trump's demographic.
Michigan angry white guy.
I'm an angry white guy over 50 with a high school education.
We have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they have a Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that?
So if I could just speak to my fellow angry white American guys who are semi-uneducated like me. Dudes, give it up. We've been running the show for 10,000 years.
America was never great for anyone who wasn't a white guy.
What do you say to the people who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh, my goodness, poor white people, please. Oh, my, stop.
I'm going to stop.
Don't hurt me.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, you little white little You're a whitey, aren't you?
It's okay to be white is now a hate crime. Okay, so what's the correct position? Is it not okay to be white?
Don't worry, you're already in the correct position, Tuck. Bending over backwards for white nationalists.
Take your privilege somewhere else, please.
You're a white man!
No Trump,
no wall.
No borders at all.
No Trump, no wall.
Better than
us. USA at all.
No Trump, no wall.
Free countries. Usually people end up falling to tyranny. So it's a long way to the top if you want to keep this country free. And you know, that's why I love Ted Nugent, especially getting to meet him in person and spend some time with him a few times over the years. You can feel the energy, you can feel the spirit, and it's the spirit of America. And he talks about how he sees that around the country and black people and Hispanics and white folks and old people, young people, people that love freedom, and they get that there is an attempt to domesticate us and control us, and that there is an attempt to conquer this country. And that's why you can hear it in his voice that he's so concerned about what happened last night, not spinning it like some Republicans, and that's okay, I get it. Okay, it's the smallest losses ever in a midterm since 1868. 2010, Obama lost 63 in the House, Clinton in 94, 52, Eisenhower in 58, lost 48 in 74, Ford Nixon lost 48, Johnson in 66, 47, Truman in 46, lost 45, Bush, 2006, 30, Truman, 29 in 1950, Reagan, 26, Trump. So there you go. That's not a blue wave. Well, the fact is we're promoting freedom and prosperity, and just a year and a half, 2 years into Trump being in, everything's turning around, and the fact that these people reject America and the real culture of Democrats is they really hate the country. So I'll tell you what we do. We go out and really expose who the average leftist is. They're either total idiot followers, domesticated, never been out of their condo apartment, God love them, or they're a bunch of scumbag, ultra-rich, controlling people, and they have a manager class that literally hate this country. Ted Nugent, what do we do about them? You just heard that chant, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. I say, literally, you are against the country existing. That isn't free speech. Get your ass out of here. You're a damn enemy.
Well, let me see if I can take a deep breath here after getting the wind knocked out of me in the once great state of Michigan. But assuming the talking heads were right, that the number one issue for the Democrats was health care, which is liberal code to mean free health care for at least some people of their choosing, there were other Democrats who championed free college, and other Democrats championed, I guess, free everything, including my dog's kennel scooper. Have you ever noticed that it's the Democrats who want to give away free stuff to everyone who will vote for them, as if there is an endless pile of taxpayer dollars from which to plunder? Does the Democrats' free stuff mantra make you think back to when your parents told you that nothing is free? Do you wonder how and who is going to pay for all this free stuff? Should Starbucks be forced to provide a free cup of coffee every morning to those who don't have any money? How about restaurants? Should they be forced to provide free meals to anybody that doesn't want to pay? I just want to know when the Fedzilla gravy train of waste and torch tax dollars ends and personal responsibility begins. Remember that the government that is big enough to give you everything is the government that is big enough to take away everything that you have. And that's what the zombies and the brainwashed propaganda ministry left zombies don't get. So those of us that do know that rugged individualism is what is the foundation of the American dream of independence and being the best that you can be, we better raise more hell. We better get more Republicans in our families and our workforce and churches and school and the deer camp. We better start raising more hell than we have before, because we didn't raise enough hell this time. And I know a lot of them were close, and I know we got back Florida, and we got a couple of victories here, but that's not good enough for me. The biggest threat isn't that we completely lost Michigan, but that some of the solid red states like Texas were close. How can you be close to Robert O'Rourke in Texas? This is insanity. So you're right. We do know what to do, Alex. We need to raise more hell. We need to shout from the mountaintop of our everyday lives what the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, identifies and outlines, and start demanding that kind of accountability from our elected employees. And here in the state of Michigan, even though I'm not a resident, but I rock and roll here, I have businesses here, I have property here, and I hunt here, these Democrats are going to hear from the Ted Nugent family constantly, and I will wear them down before they wear me down.
And what you said is critical. The Democrats have said, get out there, bully. Don't let them eat in restaurants. Don't let them go to grocery stores. Don't let them go to gas stations. And they do it to me. When they do it, I get right back in their face. We don't want to be criminal bullies, but in our lives of leftists and globalists and minions, we need to either get them to wake up and understand what's happening, or we need to stop associating with them and not do business with them and say, listen, we're not your slaves. And if you want to have a political and economic fight, you're going to get one. This is a war. And they're organized to take us over. And you get it. I get it. They used to call us extreme. They don't anymore, because they say the Republicans are radicalizing. It's because the left is radical. We were never radical. Freedom is radical compared to tyranny. But they're coming after us. We don't have a choice.
I have a message for my fellow Texans, who I love dearly. I mean, the best Texans are the best people in the world. And that goes for everybody all across this country. talked about this every time since the first time we shared a microphone, Alex, from the first time we shared a coffee at the Nugent Ranch. The biggest curse in America today isn't the liberals. It isn't the Democrats. It's the apathy in our own camp. I guarantee that Texas is the bellwether for the liberal crusade to destroy America and turn us into Venezuela. And that Texans are so cocky, which I love, so confident, which I love, that so many of them literally will look you in the eye and go, hell, ain't no Beto O'Rourke going to take over Texas. And they don't even vote. If the real hellraisers, the real independents, the real remember the Alamo Texans, if every one of them would have voted, we would have won with Ted Cruz in a landslide. But many of them took it for granted. Hey, you can't mess with Texas. They didn't even vote, Alex.
Oh, I agree. Listen, I can't tell you. There's a lot of great Texans, and I'm from Texas, going back to the start of Texas, and the real Texas spirit is a special Americana thing. But so many people, they just take it for granted. They're like, I'll never put up with that. BS. This is a super bad wake-up call. But let me tell you, Austin, where my family's from, is literally like San Francisco, and it's now got the needles and feces downtown. And so I'm telling everybody, folks, the rest of the city's beautiful. These people are coming to conquer you. You better start getting in their damn faces.
Yeah, bottom line is if you believe enough in the American dream and that you choose your own path in life and you do the best that you can do, if you believe in that, you can't just do it unto yourself. You have to demand that from everyone around you. And when you see slovenly behavior, when you see liberal denial and fake news and the political correct scourge, when you see it, you can't just walk away and shrug your shoulders and go, oh, well, nothing I can do. Well, there is something you can do. We need to be firm and confrontational. The great H.L. Richardson out of Northern California, great senator, he wrote the book that guided the Newt Gingriches and the Ronald Reagans. The book is titled Confrontational Politics. The only politics that matter are confrontational politics.
Ted Nugent, you are awesome. The album comes out in 2 days. The music made me do it. I'm going to be getting it at tednugent.com. God bless you. We'll keep fighting, and we'll talk to you very soon, sir.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The globalists know.